The best part about what happened last night, the high point, was when it was announced that the 18 coaches are going to be the sliders for Big Freeze 4.
Are you more of a Speedos man or a board shorts
man? I'm more of a wetsuit man. And I think if I was walking down Bondi in a pair of Speedos, they'd shut the beach. Yeah, it's a great course. Neil Danaher is one of the all-time greats. So least that we can do is jump in a bit of cold water next week as coaches and make gooses of ourselves for half an hour and raise some money. It's the least we can do for the Danaher family and the cause.
He calls it the beast. So it's trying to find a cure. It's trying to help those that are volunteering to support as well. And I think it's a great initiative and we're all in behind it. And I know the coaches jumped at the opportunity once Neil asked.
Brendan Bolton and John Longmire last night after it was revealed that they'll be the sliders, and Nathan Buckley tweeted that he's begun his training, his preparation for it already. Now, the man who's pulled all of this together, and it is a fantastic demonstration of what our sport is, the Coaches Association Chief Executive, Mark Brayshaw. Mark, welcome to Crunch Time.
Hi, Jared. Hey, listen, I can't lay claim to pulling it all together. I just made a few phone calls. But I think Brendan's summary was perfect. Neil and Horst, you know, the two of them made clear how highly regarded Neil is, so it wasn't a very hard sell, that's for sure.
What does it tell us about our coaches?
Well, it's a good question, because when there's a greater cause, they're very, very happy to put the shoulder to the wheel. And I've said that recently when there was talk about the game. When we meet with Gil, you know, when he talks about what the fans and the broadcasters and the game's heading, you know, they always put their heads together and put aside their own club's interest. And in this instance, you know, Neil is a revered figure, but as Bolt said, to try and cure the thing, and Don Pike's father died of the same disease a few years ago, the late Frank Pike, and I reckon there's one other coach with a family connection, so... I think they want to put their shoulder to the wheel and help a bigger cause.
What did you think when you first heard the idea?
Okay, so there's a bit of a chronology. Knowing I was going to do this interview, it's an interesting story, I think, anyway. So Lewis Martin from Channel 7 rang to say, we would like to get, of the 16 coaches that aren't, you know, obviously the Pies and the Demons are playing, the Melbourne-based coaches, do you think they'd be up for it? And I said to them, I said, yeah, of course. But I said, why aren't you asking the rest of them? Oh, no, we can't expect them to come. And I said, well, I think you're wrong there. So let me make a few phone calls. And we were initially a bit concerned that one coach might be the last guy to be asked. And then he would say, look, I really don't want to do it, because four of the clubs are on a bye. And,
yep.
You know, it's logistics are a challenge. But as the guys just said then, Brendan in particular said, once they were asked, they were straight into it. So we quickly got to the fact that there were going to be 16 involved. And then Lewis said, oh, well, you know, I said, why aren't you asking Nathan and Simon? Oh, no, Neil doesn't want to impose on them. I said, well, you know, Terry, you can bounce this. There's a lot of myths in footy, and
yeah.
There's a calm before the storm before a game. I'm sure they can find 10 minutes to get into it, and why aren't you asking them? Anyway, they did, and immediately leapt at it. So we then had 18, and we have an AGM in March, and Neil spoke to the coaches then and explained how it's going to go. And I mean, you could have heard a pin drop. And then they started talking about clothing and, you know, what costume they're going to wear and all the rest of it. And I got a phone call on Friday from the Demons media, on Thursday, from the Demons media guy. And he said, Simon and Nathan, are they expected to wear a costume as well? And I said, oh, geez, that's a good question. I don't think so. I'm not, let leave it with me. By the time I'd called him back, I rang again, spoke to Lewis Martin. He said, no, under no circumstances. Neil doesn't want to put them under any pressure. They come out in their clothing, club uniform, and go straight back in. By the time I called him, this fellow back, Ryan Larkins, Nathan and Simon had spoken to one another and apparently had said, there's no way I'm going down in my club uniform. I want to get into it as well. So look, it's been an extraordinary... everybody wants to get in, and I know they're very, very pleased to be helping.
Mark... Brilliant concept, and to be honest, I mean, the concept would have lived and grown as it has with celebrities and football celebrities over the last couple of years. But to get the the coaches involved, and you're absolutely right. The players of the two coaches that are involved on the day, if they duck out the door for 5 or 10 minutes, the players wouldn't even know they were missing. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a complete nonsense. But great that they've actually decided to get involved. Have you tried to do any homework? Is this unparalleled? I mean, I can't... Well, certainly, from an AFL point of view, I've never seen anything that would compare anything to this. I don't think Australia-wide there is anything, but has there been anything even internationally that compares to this?
No, not that we know of. It's a good question because Lewis from Seven suggested this will get international coverage and interest. It's because it's so unique. So, yeah, no one can think of anything like it. And... they're trying to get a photo. One other good story, which I'm sure the coaches won't mind me sharing, is they're trying to get a photo at about 1:30 on the day with all 18 of them in their costumes. And the costumes are tightly held secret, so they're trying to get their fans to come up with suggestions. But have you ever been to a wedding or an event and turned up in the wrong dress code? And you feel like a goose if it's a black tie show and you turn up in a tracksuit or something.
Absolutely.
So what they are saying to me privately is, let me know what everyone else is wearing because I don't want to be an outlier. So towards the end of next week, when everybody's had a chance to gauge the fans' interest and get their recommendations, they are going to sort of share their ideas to make sure that, they want to be have fun, but they're also very acutely interested in what everybody else is wearing so they don't turn up at a wedding, in the wrong dress. And I actually have a bit of a chuckle at that because, they're right up for the fight, but subject to knowing what everyone else is doing, it's nice.
Peer pressure is a magnificent thing, isn't it?
Indeed.
So you can keep a secret in footy, Mark, it turns out.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lou, again, this is March, the AGM, so he begged them all to be quiet and not tell anybody. I think one or two journalists knew about it, but to their credit, they kept it a secret. And the next challenge is to keep the uniforms or the costumes a secret. But, I tell you what, when Neil was speaking to them, you've got to remember, Neil worked at West Coast with Adam when he started and gave Clarko a job. And he's obviously a big name out at Essendon as well. And, he's such a popular guy. You've all met him, no doubt. He's just an eternal optimist and an uplifting person. And he literally could have heard a pin drop. So when he asked for it to be kept secret, it has. And now... the genie's out of the bottle, and I got to sell lots of beanies. So anyone that's listening, it's $20 a beanie, and get online and buy one.
Brilliant. Good on you, Mark. Well done. It's going to be some sort of day, the Queen's birthday for sure.
You're most welcome. Go D.
Hang on. Are you still there, Mark? Let me ask you one more as a father.
Yeah.
Gosh, Angus, it's happening for him. And there must have been moments where everybody wondered whether it was going to. How do you feel watching him at the moment?
All right, well, I'm a bit old school and nowhere near as good a player as any of the three that you're sitting with, but I did speak to him this week and say, mate, if I'm out at the kennel at the moment, I am just licking my lips at a chance to crack into you, Demons, because there's a lot of talk about the club and him. And I said, mate, low and hard in the first quarter because otherwise footy has a habit of biting on the backside. And I'm having lunch with a handful of parents at a pub here nearby to Etihad, and all of us have got the same fear. So, look, Deborah and I are loving watching him and his brother. And, yes, it has been a tough journey, but today it's all about getting the 4 points rather than getting too romantic. So, yeah, it's a bit of a journey, and at the moment it seems to be going well, but they've got a big job ahead of them.
Yeah. Are you proud of him?
You know what? I don't want to sound pompous here, but pride's a different word because my eldest son's about to get on a plane and go to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And we are, Deborah and I are proud is the right word. The other three are just lucky enough to be playing footy. They have such a wonderful, privileged opportunity. And so I haven't quite come up with a word yet. I'm not unproud or whatever the opposite is, but I feel proud about my eldest son, but I'm just thrilled that it's great fun to watch your kid play footy. And we're going up to Darwin next month. Fingers crossed that they're both fit and selected when Freo play Melbourne. And that'll be a thrill too. But I haven't quite got the word yet.
Good on you, Mark. Let's know what you do. Mark Brayshaw, the Chief Executive of the Coaches Association and a dad, a footy dad.
You can keep a lid on it.
Yes, yeah.